Mar Vista presents.
Tragedy struck today when retired finance mogul Wayne Gregson and his wife were in a car accident. Gregson survived, but his wife did not.
A news bulletin.
Recently, Gregson's reputation was questioned when many of his investors lost their life savings in what was thought to be a Ponzi scheme.
News footage of homeless people, business closures, and bankruptcy courts.
Many lawsuits later, Gregson and his partner were exonerated in courts of law.
A newspaper headline reads, Gregson and Finch cleared of financial fraud.
But in the courts of public opinion, they were vilified.
Protesters gather outside corporate offices with banners saying stop rewarding corporate greed. A news report shows footage of riot police lining up. A huge rally in a square and a pundit on TV.
Gregson's the poster boy for the 1%. But look, he and his partner Finch walked out of that courtroom innocent men.
I don't think innocent is a word that you can use to describe Wayne Gregson.
Well, you gotta have a little bit of faith in the legal system. In any event, he'll be judged by someone.
Perhaps he got what he deserved. Long time to tell.
In the aftermath of a car crash, a man in his 60s slumps against the car window and passes out. A sweeping shot of a huge stone mansion set in its own grounds, overlooking a wide river. Droplets of black ink spread out in water. Red letters spell out the word stranger in the house. A car arrives as a man in a wheelchair sits in the garden, breathing from an oxygen tank. Inside, a young dark-haired woman looks out as a man comes up behind her, puts his arms around her waist and kisses her.
Look at him. He just sits in the garden all day. It's gone on for way too long.
You're doing the right thing, Jade. You can't continue to look after your father. He needs professional care.
Maybe we should postpone the
honeymoon. No, no, you made me promise we wouldn't cancel again.
Oh, but...
We're not canceling. Our first interview is here. Are you ready?
I know this is the right thing for Dad.
I'll bring her in.
He opens the door to a young woman with glasses and neat dark hair pulled back into a bun.
Hi.
Hi.
Samantha?
Yeah.
Hey, Marco.
Nice to meet you.
Please come right in.
Thank you. Oh, what a beautiful place.
Mm.
I really love gardening. It's so relaxing. I hope I can be of help outside, too.
Samantha, your resume is very impressive. Can you tell me why you left your last position?
I'm afraid the woman I was looking after was hospitalized. I really miss her.
So you have nursing experience?
Yes. I worked at St. Martin's General Hospital in geriatric care. But I much prefer the one-on-one relationship of being a home caregiver.
Good. My father has limited use of his legs. Can you tell me how you would handle a prescribed physical therapy plan?
Yes. Core strength is the cornerstone of most therapy plans when a client has limited mobility. But the mental aspect of therapy should never be ignored. They'll be susceptible to depression and, of course, muscle mass loss. So I believe in a well-rounded course of therapy.
Jade and Marco exchange approving glances. Samantha goes into the garden to introduce herself to her client as they watch through the window.
Well, that's a good sign she wanted to meet Wayne.
Yeah, she seems great.
But?
I'm feeling guilty, I guess. Hiring someone so we can go on our honeymoon. Is that shallow of us?
We can't live with your father forever, Jay. And we'll have our new house soon.
I know.
I think Wayne will like her. Look, why don't you think about it? I'll tell her we'll get back to her in a few days.
Marco, wait. Let's just offer Samantha the job. I don't think there's a better candidate, and I don't want somebody else offering her job first.
I think you're making the right decision, sweetie.
At dinner.
So, Dad, what did you think of Samantha?
Who?
The woman who was in the garden with you today.
I told you, I don't need anyone in my house. You can look after me.
We've discussed this.
No, it wasn't a discussion. You told me I was getting a caregiver and that I had no say in the matter.
We just want you to have the best care possible.
You don't have to work. I've got money enough for the both of you.
That's not what this is about. We both love our jobs.
So you're bringing some common woman into my house? It was bad enough you married a laborer who can barely...
Contractor, and I told you to please...
Shut up!
Marco looks at Jade to defend him, but she just smiles weakly.
I'm thinking of going back to work.
I thought you were banned from doing that.
Dad, you're retired.
So you keep telling me.
Wayne takes deep breaths from his oxygen tank.
I've lost my appetite.
Glaring at his daughter and son-in-law, he throws his napkin on the table and leaves in his electric wheelchair.
That went well. Let's go talk to him. Wayne, you can insult me all you want, but I won't have you upsetting Jade. She's devoted to you, even when you don't deserve it.
Of course she is. How else can she expect to inherit all of this?
I'll do anything to protect her. She means the world to me. And I know you feel the same way about her.
We were just fine until you came along.
Well, you better get used to it. I'm not going anywhere.
Wayne looks bitter as he throws back a handful of pills and Marco walks out. Jade's at work in a modern eco-building surrounded by trees.
Wilson Manufacturing is pulled out of the firm. Cited moral issues.
That's just another way of saying they don't want to work with a Gregson. My father's history just won't go away.
Wilson's an old fart. Are you done with that brief?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm doing the right thing. Going on this honeymoon, having this woman stay at our house. I'm sorry, I've been pouring out all my problems to you this past year.
Hey, you know I'm here for you. You've been through a lot. I mean, losing your mom is so hard.
I think about her every day. And Dad is so lost without her.
The mighty Wayne Gregson is lost. I think you give him too much credit. But if it'll make you feel better, I will check up on him while you're gone.
Oh, that would be great. What would I do without you?
Your life would be a little less interesting without me.
All right, who are we suing?
Marco and Jade pack.
Okay. Oh. And don't forget his doctor's appointment and his physio. Everything's on the calendar.
In the kitchen.
I'm sorry, Samantha. I'm a little nervous and excited. Are you sure the two of you are going to be okay?
That's why you hired me. Wayne is in good hands. Don't worry, we'll be fine.
I don't know why you have to leave so soon.
Dad, Samantha's gonna take really good care of you. Don't give her a hard time, okay? I don't want her quitting while we're gone.
Well, who else is gonna feed me?
Bye, Dad. Come on, Wayne, why don't we see what's blooming in the garden today?
Well, I think the azaleas are just about ready.
See? She's got it all under control. She'll hardly even notice we're gone.
I guess there's no turning back now.
Exactly. So, let's get this honeymoon started.
Samantha's made dinner and gives Wayne a plate. As she sits down with her own food, He makes a point of turning his chair and place setting away from her. She says nothing and takes a drink. A postcard with a view of a lake arrives from Jade.
Dear Dad, we arrived at the hotel and our suite is wonderful. Marco plans to go scuba diving tomorrow, and I may visit the spa. Miss you. Love, Jade.
Wayne shrugs. He plays chess with Samantha and looks smug about his move. She challenges him and smiles as she takes his piece. Leaning back in her chair, she laughs and looks at him affectionately as she plays with the captured chess piece. Wayne waits at the window as she comes in with the mail. She wears skimpy shorts and a t-shirt and hands him another postcard. He reads it quickly and flicks it onto the table. They do yoga in the grounds of the mansion. Wayne stretches up in his wheelchair and does a tree pose with his arms, and Samantha stands on a yoga mat in shorts and a crop top, doing a mountain pose. They watch the sunset and drink wine together. As they gaze at each other lovingly, the older man and much younger woman share a kiss. Jade and Marco return to the mansion.
Oh, I can't believe it's already been a month.
I warned you, we should have stayed forever.
You know, they should have a rule, a law, yeah, about honeymoons. At least 2 months. No, wait, 3.
Okay. Jade, darling, you're back!
Dad? Wow, you look like the one that's been on vacation.
Never felt better. Did you have fun?
It was just what we needed.
We're so happy you're home.
Jade's taken aback to see her father in such good spirits. Samantha has her hair down and wears an elegant dress and no glasses.
Wow, Dad, what have you been up to? This place looks so beautiful, so flowery and stuff.
It's all Samantha's doing.
You've made yourself at home.
It was so relaxing. You should really go when you get a chance.
Sounds lovely.
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, we're already planning our next vacation. What's going on here?
Samantha and I have married.
I'm sorry, what?
It's true. Isn't it a beautiful ring? 3 carats in a platinum setting, so couture. Wayne has such great taste. Every girl deserves a beautiful ring, don't you think?
I'm sure you do.
We couldn't wait until you got back.
This is some kind of joke, right?
Ever since you brought Samantha into my life, I'm a changed man. I feel alive again.
This can't be happening. I mean, she's only been here a month.
Yes, it seems a bit fast.
I cheated death in that accident. From now on, every moment counts.
This is ridiculous. I mean, she's less than half your age, Dad. She's a gold digger.
Don't speak about my wife that way.
She's using you.
Jade, we're consenting adults.
You can still get an annulment.
Why would we do that? I love Samantha.
I love you too, sweetie. Jade, you and I will be friends in no time. None of this stepmother stuff.
This is unbelievable.
Well, we have pictures from the wedding. Would you like to see them?
I'll go see if I can calm Jade down.
Oh, I doubt that's gonna happen. She's spoiled. Always has been.
Wayne, don't get upset.
Oh, come on. You have to see this for what it is. It's a scam.
Jade, calm down.
No, do not tell me what to do.
Honey, your dad and Samantha hit it off. You can't deny they're a handsome-looking couple.
Handsome? What are you talking about? She's manipulated him. They're married.
Look how happy he is. He looks better than ever. He's out of his depression. Don't you want him to move on with his life?
It's only been a year since my mom's been gone, okay? How could he?
You need to get some perspective on this. I love you, Jade. Deeply. Madly. And we've been together less than a year. You do love me, don't you?
Of course.
So who's to say your dad can't fall in love again in a short time?
Something's not right.
You've been looking after him, nursing him back to health this entire year. You took the place of your mother, but you can't be her any longer. He's better now, Jade.
No, he's not. He's obviously not in his right mind. It's not like him to do something so rash.
We finally have our freedom now. This is about us. We can focus on our happiness, our new house, have a family soon.
Whose side are you on? I mean, we don't even know who this woman is or what she's capable of.
You've got to calm down.
No, the only thing that's going to calm me down is a call to our lawyer.
Storming off, Jade starts dialing. Marco finds her watching Samantha and her father do some gardening.
You okay?
I was hoping to have breakfast with Dad, talk some sense into him. I'm looking into an annulment. If that doesn't work, I'll have him committed.
I think you're overreacting. Why don't we just give it some time?
No. I'm not letting him be taken advantage of like this.
I just had a call with the foreman.
Really?
Yeah, I'm afraid it's bad news. Some forestry strike up north, can't get enough wood for the construction. The delays have set the project back months.
Months? Oh, no.
Once the strike is over, our house will be the first priority.
I'm dying to see it. Why all the secrecy?
This is the first project I'm developing on my own, and I want it to be the best surprise ever.
I don't think I need any more surprises.
Oh, no, not that adorable little pout. Come here.
He leans inside his car and produces a folder tied with red ribbon, presenting it with a flourish.
Ah. Ta-da!
Building projections.
Our new house.
Oh, sweetie. That's exactly what I want.
I do listen to you, you know.
He gets in the car and prepares to leave.
I wish I could be more excited about it.
Don't worry about it. Just have a good day, okay?
Okay.
Love you.
Love you too.
As she goes back inside, another car pulls up. Wayne's old business partner Finch gets out and waves, and she motions to him to see her father in the grounds. Joining them outside, she finds the two men in a heated argument.
You got your half of the deal, Finch. It's not my problem that you've got so many goddamn ex-wives to pay off.
Screw you. You've been holding out on me. You owe me at least another $5 million, Wayne, and I want to see the books.
$5 million?
Yeah.
I created that entire investment strategy. You? I carried you. You barely deserved profits the first time around.
What the hell are you talking about? I brought in clients, Wayne. Finch. Lots of clients.
Oh, clients.
Jade.
How are you?
I haven't seen you since your wedding. How's that young man of yours?
Great. Everything's great.
He was just about to leave, Jade. Maybe you could walk him to his car.
We'll be in touch.
Can't wait.
Don't bother. I know my way out.
He didn't seem too happy.
Greedy son of a bitch. If it wasn't for me, he'd have nothing.
Oh, come on, Dad. He's your oldest friend.
Was my oldest friend.
All right, I'm heading into work.
Have a great day, sweetie.
Thank you.
Samantha and I are planning a honeymoon.
That's great. Where are you thinking of going?
I've always wanted to go to Hawaii.
Yes, Hawaii. That's the place for us.
What do you think, Jade?
I'm sure you'll do whatever you want.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. I hope you have a lovely time.
Jade. Wayne, there's been another delay with our house. I hope you don't mind if we stick around for another couple of months.
We'll discuss it.
Discuss it?
We'll decide what's best for us and our home.
Your home.
You know, I may not have approved of everything you've done with your life, Jade, but I'm damned if I'll allow your selfishness to interfere with my new life.
Selfishness? What are you talking about?
Come on, Samantha. Let's have dessert on the veranda.
They leave, and Jade turns to Marco.
What did I say? She's turning him against me. I know it.
You don't know that.
The following day, she goes to lunch with her colleague, Chantal.
Dad's turned against me, and we barely speak anymore. She's manipulating him. I know it.
Maybe it's just time for you to move out. I mean, you've been there a long time.
Helping him. I took care of him. I don't get it. Why is she doing this to me?
Sounds like she has an agenda.
Wayne's body is sprawled on the rocks at the edge of the river. There's a gash on his forehead and his wheelchair is nowhere to be seen.
Hey, sweetie, what's up? When? I'll be right there. What is it? Dad's had a fall. I need to get to the hospital. I got this. Let go.
Rushing to the hospital, she sees Marco in the waiting room.
Where is he? How's he doing?
Have a seat, Jade.
What? What's happened?
You didn't make it. I'm sorry your father died.
No, that's not possible. How?
He took a fall over the rocks at the bottom of the property. By the time Samantha found him and called the ambulance, it was too late. I am so sorry.
No, this can't be happening. No, they can't.
Marco holds her in his arms and strokes her hair. She's led to a room where Wayne's body is covered in a sheet. She nods to the nurse and the sheet is lifted back. Samantha's waiting at the back of the room but steps forward in front of Jade.
Get away from him! This is all your fault.
Honey, you're not thinking straight.
Get out! Go!
I know you're upset, but this was an accident. You can't take it out on Samantha.
This would have happened if she wasn't in our lives. Samantha's responsible for his death. Please just leave me alone.
Honey.
Please, Marco, just go. Just go.
He leaves and sees Samantha in the waiting area.
We're not there. Maybe I'll have us there sooner.
She's in tears and talks to another visitor as Marco takes coffee to Jade. He offers Jade the cup, but she refuses, and continues to stare at the sheet with her father's body beneath it. Leaning forward, he gently kisses her on the forehead.
Take all the time you need. I'll take care of the paperwork.
He glances first at Wayne's body and then back at his wife before leaving the room. A policeman is questioning two teens.
I already told you. We didn't see anything.
So your big brother is shot in front of you, and you don't know who did it.
The boy and girl keep their eyes down.
Look, here's my card. You can call me if you want to catch the scumbag who shot your brother.
The cop gives them a card and they leave. Jade comes over.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Are you a detective?
Yes, I am. Detective Luke Harper.
Jade.
Are you all right? Here, have a seat.
He helps her to a chair.
Sorry, I just found out my father died.
So sorry to hear that.
Detective Harper, I have reason to believe that my father was murdered.
What makes you believe that?
He wouldn't go near the area where he died. I want an autopsy.
Well, that's up to the coroner to decide if there's any foul play.
You know, my father married a woman he barely knew. I think she did something to him.
Well, why don't I talk to the attending physician and see what we have, all right? Now, where can I contact you?
Luke passes her a notepad and she scribbles down her details.
Here you go.
Thanks. And you will get some rest, right? And I'll call you when I have any news.
Thank you.
Giving the handsome detective a half smile, Jade leaves and he watches her go. Later, she's standing in the grounds looking out over the estate as a grim-looking Samantha stands on the terrace of the house with her arms folded. Marco adopts a similar stance from a downstairs window and stares out at Jade.
Thank you all for coming in today. I'm sorry for your loss. Wayne was a good man. He will be sorely missed.
Thank you, Vance.
Now, there are some provisions in the will for you, Jade. Recent changes in the will have made Samantha the rightful heir to the estate.
What changes? What do you mean?
When your father remarried, he made some changes to the content of the will. I thought he might have mentioned that to you.
What? No, he never mentioned anything.
It was your father's suggestion. He knew how difficult you could be and wanted to protect me.
Protect you? From what?
He told me you could be vindictive.
And you would never agree to the changes in his will.
This was your plan all along.
So the estate, the house, and all its belongings, as well as investments, are bequeathed to Samantha. Jade shall have her mother's jewelry, her father's watch, as well as one of the insurance policies. If you wish to contest this last will and testament, it must be done through legal counsel.
I will not let you get away with this.
Excuse us. I'm so sorry.
Marco hurries out after Jade, and Samantha steps forward to take Jade's seat opposite the lawyer.
Well.
Please continue. You mentioned something about insurance policies?
That witch! I mean, she's stealing everything!
You are overreacting. She's his wife.
You're taking her side!
I am not taking any sides! This was a decision your father made. He wanted Samantha taken care of. You can't deny that he loved her.
Yes, I can. She's taking everything. I mean, the house, that's my family home. My grandfather built that. Now it belongs to her.
We'll have our own house soon, Jade. Come on, sweetie, you need some rest.
No, I need to think and clear my head. I'm taking a walk.
As Marco looks on helplessly, she strides away and walks into the police station. She's directed towards Luke's office.
Detective?
Jade, hi. How you doing? Can I get you a coffee or something? Do you want to sit down?
No, I'm fine, thank you. I just came by to see if you'd had a chance to look into my father's accident.
Yeah, I wasn't able to get to the doctor in time, so by then it was too late for a postmortem.
But you've lost me. What do you mean too late?
Your father's been cremated.
What?
Yeah, the doctor told me that your father's body had already been removed and cremated.
No, those weren't his wishes. We have a family plot. My mom and dad, they bought matching headstones, statues. They had it all planned out.
Sorry to be the bearer of bad news. I also spoke to the officer who was first on the scene, and she said there's nothing suspicious about your father's death, if that helps.
It doesn't. Thank you, Detective.
Jade leaves.
Honey?
Where have you been? I've been worried sick.
Samantha had Dad cremated.
I offered to help with the arrangements, but she said Wayne had taken care of everything.
He was supposed to be buried next to my mother. That was the plan. That was always the plan.
I guess he changed it.
You honestly believe that?
As people get older, they often vary in their beliefs.
This isn't about beliefs. Ever since Samantha's been here, everything has changed. And now he's dead. I just wanted what was best for him. I wanted him to be well.
At the end, he was happy. That's all anyone can hope for.
Jade's large brown eyes are misty with tears. Later, the house is full of mourners in black suits, and Samantha smokes on the terrace. Irritated, she watches the young widow laughing with her dead husband's friends.
What is she doing?
It'll all be over soon.
God, I hope so. Hey.
I am so sorry for your loss.
Thank you. You remember Marco?
Sure.
Finch was my dad's business partner.
Yeah, of course. I recognize you from the news coverage.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Such a shame all those people lost all their life savings.
Call us if there's any way we can help.
Finch glares at Marco.
Wow, he was a bit sensitive, wasn't he?
Marco, that was rude. Yes, there was a scandal, but they were both cleared of any financial wrongdoing.
They always get away with it. The fat cats. They always end up on top. I'll go check on things in the kitchen.
At least 10 years since I've seen her. Ask her if she knows any stories about that.
Finch.
Excuse me.
What were you and my father talking about that day in the garden?
He owed me a lot of money.
Why? Dad said that you were the reason for the scandal. That's why his clients lost their life savings.
Of course he'd say something like that. Self-righteous. I don't think you knew your father as well as you think you did.
After everyone has left, Jade stands alone in front of a large framed photo of her father. She clears up glasses on the terrace and takes them inside. Hearing faint laughter coming from the kitchen, she finds Marco crouching on the kitchen floor next to Samantha.
What's going on?
She's having a breakdown.
Get her some brandy.
No, she's already had enough of that.
I'll get her some coffee.
Yeah. Come on. Okay. Let's go.
I loved Wayne. I really did.
Let's get you to bed.
You are way too drunk!
I don't care what people think of me.
You have just a bit of class?
You know, you're not exactly fitting in here.
She's very upset. It's been a long day for us, for all of us.
It sounded like an argument to me.
She's embarrassing herself. I feel bad for you having to put up with this, and I told her so. She's not gonna need that. She's already passed out.
Chantal's with Jade.
And this one, that's it.
Thank you for drawing up the papers.
Contesting the will should help you get your estate back. I hope so. I can get that horrible woman out of my house.
I don't know how you can stay there. I mean, the stress must be taking its toll.
I'm fine, really.
Really?
I'm watching you. I'll file these papers. Hi.
Hi. Is this a bad time?
No, Detective Harper, please, come in. Thank you for coming. I'm sorry I couldn't make it down to the station. Please have a seat.
No problem. What's this all about?
I need your help with something.
I'll do my best.
I need you to look into this woman's background. I did a reference check when I first hired her as my father's caregiver. Resume checked out, glowing referrals, but no social media profile, no personal references. A month later, they were married. Now my father's dead and she owns everything.
Yeah, I can see why you'd be concerned.
I'm contesting the will. I think she had my father cremated in order to hide the fact that she murdered him.
Look, if you're going ahead with legal proceedings, I'm not able to get involved. It's department policy. But I'll have a PI friend do a thorough background check on her. Would that help?
Yes, thank you.
All right, I'll be in touch.
Pinot Gris. Whatever it is delicious. You know, there is a whole cellar of wine down there.
Some of it's not for drinking. It's for collecting.
Nonsense, it's all for drinking. We should have a party. It's getting all old and dusty down there.
Well, it wouldn't seem right having a party quite yet. He's only been gone a month.
Ugh. I am already tired of wearing black. There couldn't be a more depressing color.
Samantha, you're just upset about Wayne. Drinking will only make it worse.
I think another bottle is in order.
I'll make sure she doesn't break something.
Her neck?
Marco heads out after Samantha.
What the hell are you doing?
You could ruin this for the both of us.
I'm just waiting for you to finish the job. Why isn't she dead yet?
We've got to stick to the plan. Pull it together, Sammy.
Or what? Don't forget whose house this is now.
Grabbing her by the arms, he pins her up against the wine cellar wall and kisses her. Later, he's in bed with Jade.
Something has to be done about this.
Well, it's not your house anymore.
I'm not giving up, Marco.
Don't let her rile you.
Well, too late for that. I've filed papers to contest the will. Vance wants to see me tomorrow.
I'll go with you. Come on, let's go to bed. Don't worry, babe. It'll all work out.
As she settles down to sleep, Marco opens his eyes.
Of course, there's been many cases where a newly revised will was successfully overturned. We'll put the estate in probate and stall her for a while.
I want everything back. I don't want her to see a penny.
My pleasure.
Samantha's in a green dress.
Samantha?
This is a private meeting. What the hell are you doing here?
We're family, darling. That's the truth.
Samantha, this is not
the right... You can't keep wagging the dog, Jade. He's gonna leave you if you do.
Get out!
Samantha?
This is inappropriate.
You're just upset because your father found someone better to love.
It's ridiculous.
He didn't want to leave you anything in the will. I had to convince him to let you have your mother's jewelry. It's not worth much. She had such poor taste. Your eviction notice. I don't want you back in my home. My lawyer will be in touch.
How dare you?
Bitch!
Samantha laughs as Jade throws a book at her. Marco and Jade are evicted, and Samantha stands with a police officer at the front door, gloating as they drive away. She goes back inside her house, slamming the door behind her.
Message, are you okay?
It's getting ugly with Samantha. We've moved into a hotel. I've lost everything.
Oh, sweetie, how did it get so ugly?
I don't know. I asked myself that very question. Detective.
Jade, hi.
I'll catch up with you later.
Can we talk in your office?
Sure. Come on up.
There's been a complaint filed against you.
What?
Aggravated assault and attempted battery.
What are you talking about?
Did you attempt to injure your stepmother?
No. I can't believe this. She barged in on a private meeting. She insulted my mother, lied about my father, so I just couldn't take it anymore, so I threw a book at her.
Well, good thing the pitch was high and outside.
She's lucky I was a batter and not a pitcher. Seriously, does she have any idea what this could do to my career? I could be disbarred. What is wrong with her?
Well, these things tend to blow over. She might even drop the complaint if you apologize.
She baited me. And she's getting everything she wants after all. Thank you, Detective. I'll take care of it.
All right, I'll see myself out.
Wait, did you find anything on her?
No, no record, no warrant for arrest, nothing. And you're right, she has no online presence.
Do you think that she was behind my father's death?
Not everything adds up. It'll be hard to prove she is involved.
Thank you.
Luke leaves and Jade slumps down at her desk.
Hey, sweetie, it's me. I have some good news. Detective Harper seems to believe my suspicions about Samantha. And we need to talk about this. Call me.
Marco's in the wine cellar at the house when he receives Jade's message. Despondently, he selects a bottle. He takes it up to the bedroom. Samantha's reclining on the bed in black silk underwear.
I don't see why you're so upset. It was hilarious. The look on her face.
What the hell were you doing there yesterday? You weren't supposed to come to the lawyer's office.
Got rid of her, didn't it? Maybe you should let me take control a little more often. Baby, it's all ours. Let's celebrate.
She holds two champagne flutes as he fills them, and she downs hers in one go.
Being rich is the best aphrodisiac. Marco. The things we will do with his money.
He puts his hands on her throat.
Just you and me, babe.
They kiss passionately and he runs his hands up and down her thighs. Across town, Jade leaves the smart hotel as a doorman holds her car door open for her. She arrives back at the mansion. Through the side window, she sees her stepmother come downstairs in black high heels and a red silk robe over her black underwear. As Samantha opens the door, Jade holds up a set of keys.
I'm here to return these, and I was hoping we could talk.
Half smiling, she leaves the door open and Jade follows her inside. Samantha brings two glasses of red wine for herself and Jade as they sit on opposite couches.
Thank you. I was hoping that we could repair our relationship.
Relationship? Is that what this is called?
I didn't mean to throw the book at you. It was in the heat of the moment.
That's supposed to be an apology?
You had no right. I'm sorry, Samantha. I truly am.
You are a terrible liar.
Jade puts the keys on the table.
house is all yours. I've already had the locks changed. Oh. So you'll call the police and drop the charges? There's no reason to make this any worse than it already is.
No, this is nothing. I'll think about it.
Why are you doing this?
Because I can.
Samantha's expression hardens and she raises the glass to her lips in a mock toast. Jade lets herself out. From an upstairs window, Marco watches her leave. Later, Jade's back at the hotel in bed, looking bored. She checks her phone messages as Marco finally gets back.
Hey. So sorry I'm late.
Marco, you could have texted me. I was worried about you.
Thought I did.
He checks his phone and looks dismayed.
Oh, looks like I sent hugs and kisses to my foreman. Sorry.
You're not gonna believe the day that I've had.
Yeah, that makes two of us. I'm just gonna jump in the shower and then we can swap war stories?
Sure.
Great.
As he leaves the room, she turns out the light and snuggles down. Waking up, she hears voices. She checks the bathroom.
You are way too drunk.
I don't care what people think of me.
Looking into the hotel corridor, she sees Samantha walk past in a long black dress with a widow's veil. Moving slowly around the empty hotel room, she hears whispered voices. Marco's body's in the bathtub with stab wounds, and Samantha wields a knife. She wakes up.
Marco, did you order room service?
Opening the door, she finds Luke and uniformed officers.
What's going on?
Jade, I'm sorry about this, but we need you to get dressed and come downtown with us.
Are you arresting me?
It's 6 a.m. We need to ask you some questions.
Samantha's still pressing charges.
Samantha's dead. The home alarm went off and the security guard found her. The valet downstairs gave us a timeline for both of you.
Jade, we have a warrant for your arrest. For murder in the first degree.
Marco reads the arrest sheet as she gets dressed.
Call Chantel.
What evidence do you have?
That's none of your business. You have the right to remain silent when questioned. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney before speaking to the police and to have an attorney present during questioning, now and in the future. If you can't afford an attorney, one will be appointed for you before any questioning. If you wish.
Samantha's body's taken away.
Let's go.
I'm right behind you.
Jade's taken out of the hotel in handcuffs and is escorted into the back of a waiting police car. Luke looks dismayed as she's driven away, but Jade's calm and composed. She's put into a holding cell and the door is closed on her. Chantal and Luke come to visit her in the police station.
How can she be dead?
We're not answering any questions.
I have a few questions of my own. How did she die?
Strangled.
And you think I could do that to someone? Jade, ask me what you want.
You were in the house last night. Why?
I was returning my keys. She'd won. I asked her to drop the assault charge.
She was alone?
As far as I know.
Did you kill Samantha?
Don't answer that. I'm not a killer.
You had motive. She took everything from you and you assaulted her.
She provoked me. I threw a book at her. Come on.
Jade.
You believed that she murdered your father, so you took revenge.
No. We're done here. I didn't do it.
Luke stares at her. She's bailed and Marco ushers her past reporters.
Jake, make a statement!
Just give us some space.
Why did you kill your stepmother? Is it true you were fighting your
back off, please?
Jake, can you give us a statement, please? Just Jake, tell us
back
you
away, guys.
Why did you kill your stepmother?
Photographers continue to take pictures through the car windows.
Let's get you back home.
I don't know if I can go back there.
Well, it's your home again, Jade. Now that Samantha's gone, the house is rightfully yours.
It's not much use if I'm in jail.
Hey, look at me, look at me. You are worth every penny of that $1 million bail.
I didn't want it like this. You believe me, don't you? I didn't kill Samantha.
Of course, honey. I will stand behind you, always. Come here. In the meanwhile, why don't we go up to the cabin for a few days and lay low?
A storm's brewing and the mansion is still cordoned off with police tape.
They said they'd take that line down while we were at the cabin. I'm sorry.
It's not your fault.
I'll get it.
Marco gets out and rips down the tape. Jade also climbs out and looks around her, half in a daze.
I was thinking it might be a good time for you to get some counseling.
What?
You've had a tough time, and it might help your case.
Shall I plead insanity?
No, I don't mean that you've
I don't need a shrink. Really, I'm fine.
Remember when you tried to get your dad to see a therapist? You wished he would go, knew it would help him. We could both see that he needed it. Well, we're there now.
But I can talk to you.
Of course you can.
He gathers her in his arms and holds her tightly.
But I don't know how to help you. And I don't want to give you the wrong advice. You haven't been sleeping. You're feeling guilty over hiring Samantha. Then there's the stress of being arrested.
Fishing in his pocket, he pulls out a card.
I've made an appointment for you. So you'll go?
Walking away, she glances at it briefly before tossing it onto the table. As Marco goes to answer the door, she looks at the card again.
Hey, Chantal.
How are you doing?
Great, how are you?
Okay.
Thanks for coming. She's just right through here.
Okay. Hey, how are you doing? I've had better days.
They embrace warmly.
You look tired. So I hear.
I'll grab you a coffee.
I have copies of all the court papers for you. We're gonna get you out of this.
I have never been so scared in my entire life. I mean, none of this makes sense. If Samantha killed my father, then who killed her? Or maybe I was wrong. Maybe she didn't kill him. Maybe I'm imagining things. Maybe I am going crazy.
We're gonna fight it. All the evidence points to me.
If I'm found guilty, I will never practice law again. I need some air.
She drops the papers over the shrink's card.
Jade?
Ignoring Marco, she strides out of the house.
I'm so worried about her. This is destroying her. She's not sleeping. She's depressed.
I can see that.
You know, I love her so much, but I can feel her slipping away, and I am concerned she's gonna do something? Hurt herself?
If there's anything I can do to help, you just let me know, okay?
There might be something.
You lost both of your parents in a very short time. You have a right to grieve, to be angry.
I've tried to keep going, but it's tearing me apart.
Is your husband supportive?
He's my rock. I don't know what I'd do without him.
We're out of time. I'm gonna give you something to help you sleep. If you're not sleeping, your brain doesn't rest and your stress compounds. I'll see you again next week.
The shrink hands Jade a prescription.
You're up early. Ooh, and I've got to run. What are you up to today? Jade, are you okay?
Sure.
Grabbing an apple, Marco breezes out. Jade strides into Luke's office at the police station and confronts him.
I figured since your phone was broken, I would just drop by.
I'm afraid I can't talk to you. You know I'm a witness for the prosecution.
Whatever happened, innocent until proven guilty.
I'm the arresting officer. That's how it works.
Are you even looking for Samantha's killer?
Samantha's death is no longer an active investigation.
And I'm the scapegoat? Didn't you find anything in Samantha's background?
You know, I can't discuss the particulars of the case.
I am being set up somehow. I don't know how, but I'm gonna find out. Please just keep an open mind. Why would I go to the house and leave my keys there?
I wondered about that.
I had conceded. I apologized to her. I gave her the keys to the house. She'd won. And why would I leave a wine glass with my DNA all over it? If I was gonna kill her, I wouldn't make any mistakes.
You admitted you were there.
Not to kill her. And why would I set off the alarm? I have the alarm code. She had to have been working with someone else, and that someone else killed her and framed me for it.
Okay. Let's say there's another person involved. Did Samantha have family, ex-husbands, anything like that?
None that I turned up in my initial search. What else do you know about her?
I didn't turn up much either. She's off the grid.
She was using an alias?
Could be.
And she's the key to all of this. I'm sure of it.
Luke leafs through some paperwork on his desk and makes sure nobody sees him as he slips a note over to Jane.
This was her last address. It's about 45 minutes from here.
Thanks. I'll check it out.
Be careful. If your parents really were murdered, there could be somebody out there trying to kill you too.
She leaves and Luke leans backwards in his chair, letting out a sigh. As she gets in the car, there's a tap at the passenger side window.
Jade, wait. I'm coming with you.
She unlocks the door and he hops in. They arrive at a house and an older lady greets them.
Mrs. Knowles, we'd like to ask you a few questions about Samantha.
Aren't you that woman they arrested? I saw you on the news.
None of it's true. I didn't hurt Samantha. We're trying to find her real killer.
Oh, well, come on in. In the kitchen, I have another batch of cookies that I have to keep an eye on. Please sit. I've never really had the police in my house before. Are you allowed to have a coffee, or is that seen as a bribe?
Oh, thanks for the offer, but we're good, Mrs. Knowles.
No, I can't believe she's gone. She called me every week, you know. She had no one, so I was like family.
Tell us about Samantha. She worked here?
No, she rented a room here. But this was Sammy's family home. She grew up here. And then when her parents passed on, she had nowhere to go, so I let her stay here. Well, this past year, she was different. Moody, troubled. She used to do crazy things like stay locked up in her room for days on end. And then she'd be all happy, as if her life was the best thing ever. Strange smile plastered on her face.
Do you think she was on drugs?
Could be.
You mentioned that her parents died. How?
Well, they lost everything in some sort of Ponzi scheme. I bought this house at an auction. Got it for a steal. They moved to a motel and took their own lives. Murder-suicide, they called it. Horrible. Sammy was away at the time, and then when she came back, she was devastated. I couldn't turn her away.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Knowles. You've been a big help.
I have? Well, then, anything I can do. I suppose it's time I cleared out all the boxes, then.
Boxes?
Sammy asked me to store a few things.
Luke and Jade check through Samantha's boxes. Rifling through a box of paperwork, Jade finds a scrapbook with a news article about her father.
Look, this is it. This is the connection. My dad said it was all a big mistake, blown out of proportion. My mom covered for him. Now I'm not so sure. Was my dad really a crook? You really steal from all these people?
I don't know how they got away with it.
Best lawyer's money can buy, that's how.
Looks like she was obsessed with your father. She planned it all, getting a job at the house, marrying him, and maybe even killing him. Obviously this changes everything.
Then who killed her? She had to have been working with someone else.
I've seen enough. We can't go through everything here. We'll disturb the evidence. And I'll already be in trouble for being up here without a warrant. All right, come on, let's go.
They leave.
I'll alert the local police and call a CSI team. Please don't touch any boxes.
No, I won't.
All right, I'll be back soon. This case is definitely more complex than we first imagined.
Whoever hated my dad has it out for me, too. Thanks for coming with me.
You okay?
No. It's a relief to find out that Samantha was somehow involved. My father was a crook. He destroyed those people.
Jade, do you have any reason to suspect that Marco may have something to do with this?
Why would you say that? Marco loves me. Of course not.
Sorry, I just have to ask.
Marco's building us a house. Framing's already up. When we get back, I think I'll drive over there and see how it's gone.
Marco's watching them from his car with a grim look on his face. As they drive away, he goes to visit Samantha's landlady.
Oh, I was just thinking about you. It's been a long time.
Mrs. Knowles, I was just passing through town and thought I'd say hello.
Oh, I have some very sad news about Sammy, I'm afraid. Come on in. I'll make you a cup of coffee.
He follows her into the house. There's a wrench tucked up his sleeve. Photos of her grandchildren line the hallway walls as he bludgeons her in the kitchen. He stands over her body. Crouching down, he feels her neck for a pulse. Hovering for a moment, he calmly sits down and lets his head hang forward, then stares into space, thinking. Back at his desk, Luke searches a database for any information on Marco. Jade drives to the site of the house that Marco is building for them. She notices that there's only a realtor's sign at the side of the road and no construction work. Getting back into her car, she drives away. Luke arrives at Jade's office and finds Chantal.
Oh, Detective, Jade isn't here.
I know, I just need some information on Jade and Marco. Jade didn't kill Samantha. I need everything on Marco, who he is, where he's from, how long they've been together.
Well, he breezed into town less than a year ago from upstate somewhere and swept her off her feet. They met at a charity event.
Did she ever meet friends or family?
No one was at the wedding. He said his parents had passed and he had no siblings.
Surely he has friends.
I got the feeling that he didn't want to bring his old connections into the new upper crust world of the Greeksons, if you know what I mean.
Do you mind taking a picture of that photo of Jade and Marco?
Is Marco a suspect?
I'll let you know if I come up with anything.
At the house, someone grinds pills with a pestle and mortar. They pour the powder into bottles of wine with a funnel and the residue is wiped away.
Marco? Marco?
In the kitchen.
Sweetie, what's wrong?
I just went to take a look at the new house. Except there was nothing there. What's going on, Marco?
He lowers his head for a moment.
What?
I knew you couldn't stay away. I gave you the wrong address.
He knew I would look and I fell for it. Out of everything.
I told you I wanted that house to be a surprise. Now you're not going to see it until it's finished. It's my wedding gift to you.
So relieved. I thought bad things.
Ooh. Well, I'd like to know those bad things. But I've got dinner on the boil and you need some wine.
I should get changed.
Dinner's almost ready.
You know, I forgot to tell you the best news of all. Detective Harper found new evidence connecting Samantha and her parents to my dad's company. He's gonna take it to the DA and hopefully we can get the charges dropped. Isn't that fantastic?
New evidence, that's unbelievable. She really pulled one, I had no idea.
I'm just glad this is almost over. You need some help?
No, you relax, you deserve it.
He flambés the food, and a ball of flame billows from the pan. Picking up the wine glass, Jade takes a long sip from it, closing her eyes. She looks across at Marco, who smiles at her and raises his glass. He keeps his eyes on her as she drinks more. Luke arrives at the landlady's house with a blue light flashing on his car.
Officer Mead.
Body's inside. Looks bad. Place is trash. We can't tell if anything was taken.
Thank you.
He walks into the house as other officers investigate the crime scene. Someone's with the body and he goes upstairs to find an officer with Samantha's boxes.
Call me as soon as you've run those prints.
Once the charges are officially dropped, I can go back to work.
A toast to the woman I love.
Marco's eyes linger on Jade as she drinks.
I will finally be able to pay my way around here again.
As if you couldn't before.
Hmm?
You have everything you could ever want or need.
You've never had to worry about anything.
Yeah, I know how fortunate I've been. What about you? I mean, you never talk much about your parents or your upbringing.
We were poor. But my parents managed to buy a small house. And though it was a modest place, it was home.
He looks distant for a moment, and then snaps back and smiles at his wife. Luke hurries from the landlady's house.
Mead, I've got to get back to the city. Can you,
I'll send you the autopsy report once it's ready.
Thank you.
He leaves. Chantal calls Jade from her office.
Come on, Jade, answer.
Jade's phone buzzes from inside her purse on the table. Hanging up, she tries Luke instead.
Hi, this is Chantal. Have you spoke to Jade lately?
She hasn't been picking up.
I've tried her too.
Maybe I should drop by and check on her.
No, don't do that, all right? I'm on my way now.
I promised you a neck massage. Drink up. That's the good stuff, so we can't waste it. Mm-hmm. You know the wine helps you relax.
I'm feeling pretty relaxed already. What would I do without you?
You'd have found a rich stockbroker who'd fit in nicely with your circle of friends.
You seem to think that all I care about is money. That might have been my dad, but not me.
When you were faced with losing this house, I could see the panic in your eyes. I know that look. I've lived it.
What do you mean? Oh, not so hard.
When Sammy took this place from you.
Sammy.
Now, she was greedy. Just couldn't wait to get her hands on the money. Almost got us caught. She couldn't stand the long con.
What are you...
No patience.
What are you saying?
For a whip-fast lawyer. You sure are slow when it comes to love and money.
It was you. You were her partner. Oh, what did you do?
Disorientated, Jade staggers to the bathroom. Picking up the wine bottle, Marco wanders back to the kitchen as Jade stumbles through the living room, clutching at the piano keyboard as she tries to get to the front door. Suddenly, Marco appears and blocks her way. He's got a kitchen knife in the bottle.
No.
She makes a lunge for her purse but is slow and clumsy, and he wags the knife at her playfully. As she staggers towards the stairs, he takes her purse and tosses it into the refrigerator. Jade heaves herself up the staircase, fighting to stay conscious. Marco strolls up after her, casually swinging his arm with the knife and running the blade along the woodwork. He carries the wine bottle in his other hand. Jade makes a grab for a telephone in an upstairs room and is dialing as Marco saunters in, the knife and bottle hanging loosely from his hands in the semi-darkness.
Jade. What's this?
Taking the phone, he tosses it. He grabs her face and attempts to pour more wine down her throat.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Good. just sit up here. There we are. Now, you rest here a while. A nice hot bath will take all the cares away.
As she starts to lose consciousness, he waves the knife across her throat before going into the bathroom and filling the tub. Putting on rubber gloves, Marco takes a printed letter from a cupboard and goes back to Jade. She's still unconscious as he takes her hand and puts a pen between her fingers. He presses the fingers of her other hand onto the note to leave Prince and puts it by her side. She starts to come around.
Suicide note. Pretty classic, huh?
Why? I don't understand. Why are you doing this?
You're far too persistent for your own good. Your mother was collateral damage. It was just supposed to be Wayne driving that day.
How could you?
I'll tell you how I could.
A flashback to Wayne.
Samantha. What? Where did you come from?
From your past.
What? What are you talking about?
You knew my parents.
I did? Get off me!
The Kemps? The Chase family? Are those names familiar to you? I was at your trial. I watched every minute of it. And you never felt a moment of remorse, did you? You took everything from them. Their money, their homes, their self-respect. You drove them to their graves because of your insatiable greed. And you still don't feel an ounce of responsibility, do you?
Those names, families, mean nothing to me. I don't know anything about them. They might have been poor and desperate. That's not my fault. No one can force a man to invest his life savings. It's greed, arrogance, and a weakness of character if he does so without knowing the consequences. And you can't blame me for that. Now get the hell out of my way.
Consequences? I'm afraid you're losing your home, too. We're going to take everything from you.
Darling.
Samantha. No. No.
Don't.
No.
No! Don't!
They tip him out of his wheelchair, and he tumbles down the slope to the edge of the river. Samantha and Marco stand, gloating.
Wayne's company was built on the blood, sweat, and tears of my family.
I'll give it back.
You can't bring back my parents!
Marco puts his head in his hands.
They tried to fight him, but he sucked them dry. My father drank himself to death. My mother took drugs. Overdosed. He drove them to it. This is the last chapter, Jade.
And all you'll have is the money. Doesn't seem right.
It was the only way I could get what I deserved. Which was everything!
Just like him.
No, you became distraught over the death of your father. You killed Sammy, and now you can't live with yourself. Yeah.
A knock at the door. Poking his head around the bathroom door to check on her, he comes back in. Peeling off his gloves, he makes sure that she's still drowsy and strokes her hair. He goes downstairs to answer the door. With a knife concealed in his right hand, he waves cheerily with his left.
Marco.
Hey.
I was just driving by and I thought I'd check to see how Jade's doing.
Oh, that's so thoughtful of you, but she's just in the bath right now.
I need to see her.
That's not really a good time right now.
Jade? Jade? Jade, honey? Jade?
He stabs Chantal in the chest and she collapses in his arms. The sound is enough to rouse Jade upstairs. He pulls out the knife and looks frustrated at having lost control for a moment. Jade manages to get upstairs to her father's room and finds his oxygen tank. Slumping to the floor beside it, she turns it on and puts the mask to her face, gulping in the oxygen. Marco can't find her.
Jade? Jade? Jade?
She hides behind her father's bedroom door as he goes downstairs, puzzled. She's nowhere to be seen.
Jade!
Sneaking down after him, she's steadier on her feet after the oxygen hit. He flips the knife in his hands and casually scratches the back of his neck with it.
Where do you think you're gonna go?
Letting herself out of the back door, she crosses the yard. The game of cat and mouse continues as she heads across the grounds. Marco's still combing the ground floor.
Jay!
Hiding in a summer house, she sees him emerge from the mansion.
Jade!
His eyes look wild as she picks up a spade to defend herself and gets ready for him.
Jade. Sweetie. It's no use. It's over. It's all over.
You're going to hell, Marco. I'm not responsible for the things that my father did.
But you spent your life living off the rewards of the things your father did. I have a nice, tidy death waiting for you. The bath is ready. I know you're tired. You're tired of everything. Don't fight it. So if you don't mind, I'm a little pressed for time. I have some escaping to do.
She whacks him with the spade and grabs his knife. She stabs him in the stomach. Staggering backwards, he looks in disbelief at the knife sticking out of his stomach, and she whacks him across the head with the spade once more. Marco's flat on his back, motionless. Dragging herself to the deck of the summer house, Jade passes out. Later, Jade's moving out of the mansion. As removal men fill a truck with boxes, she loads her suitcases into the trunk of her car. Luke arrives.
Hi.
Hey.
Thanks for coming by.
No problem.
I wanted to say thank you, really, for everything.
So you're really doing it?
Yeah. I'm giving the money back. You know, my parents, Chantel. It's gonna take me a while to get over all of this.
Look, if you ever need someone to talk to, I'm around.
Thanks, Luke. I'm not sure when I'll be back.
Yeah, that's okay. I just hope you do come back. Take care.
You too.
Turning back, she watches him go. Driving away from the house, she passes a new for sale sign which has been put up. Jade was played by Emmanuel Vauger, Marco Matthew McCall, Samantha Jordana Largi, Wayne John Novak, Luke Dan Payne. Written by Roslyn Muir. Directed by Alan Harmon. Line producer, Galen Fletcher. Executive producers, Kim Arnett, Alan Harmon, Sind Harmon, Stephanie Slack, Fernando Su. Mar Vista Entertainment. Produced in association with Super Channel.